It is not hard to destroy a college.
Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Two people enter. Only one will leave. Do you have what it takes? Can you beat Jeets?
Can You Beat Jeets is brought to you by Palace Law. Almost to a three-day weekend. Let's get you a playing partner. Good morning. Which friend of the show is this?
My name is Kirk.
Kirk, welcome to the Rocktagon. You know, this week we are playing for tickets to go see Everclear September 15th, Crystal Ballroom. You also get a beautiful autographed certificate if you're able to beat Jeets. But I'll tell you, his overall record is something short of spectacular. It is 84-8 overall. I think that's right. I did a fat-fingered mistake, but he's only 1-0 this week.
Yeah, no.
I've been listening, and some of those questions are quite difficult.
Yeah. Well, not for me, because I'm really good at this game. By the way, I've only lost 7 times there, Terry Boyd. The last certificate we gave out was certificate number 7, so don't be juicing up the losses.
I told you. I made some fat finger. Last night, when I was putting the show together, I might have been enjoying a cocktail. That number looks good enough. All right, go ahead.
I was going to say my brother's coming from Japan, so hopefully I can take him to this.
Oh, that'd be great. You and your bro hanging out at Everclear. All right, here we go. Yeah. Name is your buzzer. First one to get 3 correct is going to be your winner. Which basketball superstar had a major role in Space Jam?
Jeets. Michael Jordan. Or you could say LeBron James because they redid it.
Michael Jordan was the answer I was looking for. Question number 2. Which planet is the largest in our solar system?
Kirk. Jupiter.
Jupiter's right. Damn, guess it's tied. Looking a little closer to taking your bro to Everclear. Question number 3. What classic rock band is playing the LB Day Amphitheater in Salem on Saturday?
Kirk. Foreigner
is right.
Kirk's a chainsaw. Yeah. Kirk might be AI.
he's on it, man. Question number 4. Who was famous for having a telethon during Labor Day weekend?
Jeets. Jerry Lewis. It was like the Jerry Lewis Kids or something like that.
Jerry Lewis Telethon for MDA Kids, muscular dystrophy. First thing I ever donated as about a 7-year-old kid was touched. Asked my dad to take the money out of my piggy bank and give it to Jerry.
Okay.
Good karma has followed me life. You guys are tied. Next one to get a right answer will be your champion today. One of you, if you win, gets tickets to Everclear. The other, you get an attaboy. Question number 5. What is Harry Potter's middle name?
Oh, God. Kirk, if you know this, whatever. Jeets. Larry.
Larry Potter? Yeah. Larry, be incorrect. Kirk?
James.
What'd you say?
James.
James is the right answer.
Hold on. You had no idea and pulled James out your rear end?
Oh, no. I recently watched the whole series with my wife for the first time.
And they talk about his middle name? I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, hey, bottom line is, bro, you have tickets to Everclear. You're taking your bro from Japan.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
What's your brother's name?
Corey.
Oh, I was hoping it was Captain.
No, that's me. I'm Captain Kirk.
Captain and Kirk show up to the Everclear show.
Oh, man. What a great play on his part. He was the fact that he thought he was AI.
Yeah. I'm not sure if Kirk was a real person. He came off as a robot to me, but human or not, he definitely made me feel like a loser. Man, that's 2 out of 3.
I was going to say, that's pretty close. Losses back to back.
You just don't want this song to get stuck in your head. That means you're not doing great.
Well, it means that we're giving away a lot of stuff.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.